So do you like the road, or is that one of those, I've just got to do it because I got to keep getting my name out there?
Well, you know, I love my band and I love the fans, but, it, you know, after 40 years, it does get a little monotonous. It does get a little, you know, I want to stay home. I want to be with my grandkids.
Sure.
But, you know, I also want to live the lifestyle that I'm accustomed to. So
you've had an amazing career in country music, and you know, it is a household name in the world of country music. So you got to love that. But it seems to me you've been living that country song life for your whole life, huh?
I have. I really have. And you know, and while I've been blessed to have that, I know I have. You know, it's like doing anything else. Probably you get tired of doing the same old thing every day. Mm. Everybody gets tired of doing the same old thing every day. So it's okay. Everything's good. I get excited before I go on stage. I have my, you know, my stage fright still that I've always had.
Really?
And, oh, yeah. But once I'm on stage, I'm okay. But don't talk to me before I go on for at least 10 minutes.
All right, so you're psyching yourself up and trying to get that anxiety out of the way before you step out. But once you grab that microphone, it is a different world, isn't it?
It really is. Yes, it is.
Now, do you still spend time able to write music as well?
Well, actually, I'm getting ready to work on a brand new project with Larry Gatlin.
Oh.
We're writing this whole series of songs together called L&L is the name of the project. And writing with Larry has been a true gift for me. I just finished my current album, which will be coming out probably the end of this month. And then Larry and I are starting to write our album, and it's pretty exciting.
So, nice.
But my mind has to be at a place where I can write. I can't have everything in the world going on, you know?
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about it, and plus I'm doing it, you know, in Nashville, which keeps me at home.
Sure. Nice. So tell me what are folks going to see when you come up to Youngstown to the Warren Robin Theater? I know they're excited about it. What do you do, a little bit of old stuff and a little bit of new stuff?
A little bit old, a little bit of new. I always have relatives come to my shows up there around Ohio, and I'm always excited about that. But we're going to be doing a couple new songs from the new album. And, you know, it's just going to be fun. We're just going to have a good time. And I'm kind of one of those people that we have a set list on stage, but I hardly ever follow it.
Oh, the band loves that, don't they?
Oh, they love it. They're like, oh, God, you seem to start scrambling on stage. But, you know, it just keeps me on my toes. And something might just come into my mind from 10 years ago, you know,
right,
and we'll go with it.
Well, you've seen a lot of changes in the industry. You go back to the days of Barbara Mandrell and the Gatlin brothers and all of that, and well, even before that, is Nashville today completely different than it was, say, in the '60s and '70s, and even early '80s?
Absolutely, it is different. It's strange. It's also, you know, I guess the younger generation with their technology knowledge have, you know, kind of made it a little bit easier to get your music heard more than just on country radio.
Sure.
And, you know, with live stream and stuff like that. And so it's something we old folks in the business have to learn to do. Thankful my son kind of helps me out a little bit, and him and my daughter are so technical. They know how to do all that stuff. So I'm like, I don't care what you put on the internet, just do something.
Sounded just like a mom or grandma. All right, I've got to ask you this, because my family lives in Nashville, so I've been down to the Grand Ole Opry and Opry House and all of that for many times. What was it like when they changed all that and they left the Ryman and went over to the old Opryland music complex? Are you still nostalgic for those days? Do you still get to play the Ryman?
I do get to play the Ryman.
Oh.
We play it, I think in the wintertime, we play it every Thursday down there, and then we do every other weekend down there. So it's pretty cool. Doing the Ryman, there's nothing like it.
Yeah.
Nothing like it. It's just magical. So that being said, it was a strange move then, but it was exciting because, you know, the little Ryman only held so many people.
Right.
And now the new Opry House, I mean, we can hold a lot of people.
Oh,
there,
yeah.
So
much bigger concerts. Well, I have a good friend who just made it to the Opry stage for the very first time. And he was so excited, and I wanted to burst his bubble and say, yeah, but you've never played the Ryman.
Yeah, thanks. We're not doing that, Gary. You're one of those friends that are the yeah, but.
Yeah, but. Sorry.
Yeah, but.
Well, Lori, looking forward to your show, and I can't wait, and I know there's a lot of fans here in the area. They're going, oh, man, were you going to take us back down memory lane, and that's going to be great. All right,
have a great day.
You too.